Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, back to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, the Mike Calter Show.
It's the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Yadi. Let me tell you about Zero Res. If you want to get your home in tip-top shape, you need to call my friend at Zero Res. Whether you're using it on your carpet, your tile, your upholstery, throw rugs, your kids, whatever, Zero Res can clean it. You know why? Because they give you their patented cleaning process. It uses only powered water, not harsh chemicals. They don't have any of that yucky soap residue left behind, which means your carpet isn't already attracting dirt the minute they're finished cleaning it. It doesn't crunch when you walk on it. You ever have that done before? Old school cleaning methods will come in there and they'll clean your carpets, and then when you walk back in there, that's all soap and stuff that's trapped inside your carpet. It makes your carpet hard and it makes it attract more dirt, so you're only just going to be in a vicious cycle of having it cleaned again. Zero Res will come out to your house. They follow all the CDC guidelines. They'll provide you with the safest, cleanest process while in your home or your business. They can come out to your business too. And all their techs practice social distancing. They wear masks, gloves, shoes, shoe covers, and they disinfect all their equipment in between jobs. Now, right now, if you call Zero Res or you go to their website, ZeroResTampaBay.com, that's Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z, TampaBay.com. If you call them and mention me, Mike Calta, you'll get 20% off all carpet and tile cleaning, which is great because now is the time to get that area where everybody's walking in, whether it be a carpet area or a tile area. They'll come in there and they'll do the tile and the grout, and when it's done, you look at it and you're like, I don't remember it ever being this color. I don't remember it ever being that clean. And I'm telling you, that's what we said the first time they've ever cleaned the grout in our house. So if you need the stuff done for your home or business, call Zero Res today, 813-375-9960 or ZeroResTampaBay.com. Tell them you heard about it on this show. Get 20% off your carpet and tile cleaning. It is Zero Res. Galvin?
Yes?
I would like to play a little How Will This End.
All units in the vicinity, please respond.
Send me out some backup. Want to bring this guy down before he hurts somebody.
How will it end?
It's going to sound a little bit like a joke, but I'm being dead serious.
All right.
We have now gotten more confirmation from our military and our government of UFO sightings than ever before. And in June, there'll be a massive dump of government information regarding all the formerly classified documents about UFOs and extraterrestrials. What will this mean to us? And I ask you, how will it end? Think about it, and we'll talk about it a little bit, and then we'll go our official recording of how it will end. Because we all know. Like the other day, my daughter asked me. She's been seeing a lot of stuff online. She's like, "Are there aliens?" And I go, "Well, I don't know." And she goes, "Well, what do you think?" I go, "Yes, I think they are, and I think they look just like us." I said, "I think they're from so far away that they're going to look like us. They're going to act like us, but they're probably going to be a little bit smarter." And they may be living among us, right now. We don't even know it. That's what my gut feeling tells me. Is that as nearly as exciting as lizard people coming in with big ships? No. And my brother and I were talking about it, and we both firmly believe that the reason why the Navy sees them and the Navy pilots see them is because they live in the depths of the ocean that we can't physically travel to. And a lot of these UFO sightings were shown either shooting out of the water or going into the water. So, if you'd like, I'll go first if you want me to start this off.
Sure.
I am going to say by the end of this year, by the end of 2021, we have established a solid contact with an extraterrestrial, and it is not going to be a bad thing. It's not necessarily going to be a good thing, but it's going to be almost like discovering another country. We're going to say, yes, we have these people. They appear to be nice, but we're not really sure about them. that's what's going to happen by the end of this year. We're not going to know what they look like. We're not going to know what kind of technology they have, but we will establish some sort of connection. I actually, what I believe is that we already have, but we'll just know about it by the end of this year.
I don't think there's going to be any information that comes out that we're like, oh my God, they have one. You know, like they have an alien.
You don't think there's one that crashed like in the in Area 51 and all that stuff?
There may be, and that may be how we got some of our technology, you know, that we found their stuff and then we figured it out. But I think it's going to be pretty much how it is now. But I think more people as we go along are going to believe. But I don't think we're going to have confirmation, like real, we've come here and this is what's going on for years, you know, from now. I think everything stays pretty much the same. Just more people are open to the idea that there are other living life forms out there.
Okay. All right. Gio?
I feel that we're going to find out that these UFOs are not aliens, but other government entities like Russia and North Korea who are technologically advanced ahead of the U.S.
More than us?
Yes.
Impossible.
Yes.
Crazy talk.
And that is why it's UFO, not aliens, but our enemies that are spying on us.
Uh-huh. Very. I disagree with that. I would be surprised if that's the case, but interesting. Spanish?
I think that we definitely have some type of communication with aliens by the end of this year, and that's what the governments will use to establish their one world order. We will band together against this alien force.
Question. Yes. Do you think we already have an agreement with them? A lot of the people say that past presidents have...
I do. That's why we never went back to the moon.
Established a treaty, why we didn't go back to the moon and all that stuff.
Amongst other things, and I think that's why Trump was so adamant about Space Force last year or whenever he was. And then, in a crazy twist of events, at the end of next year, we find out that Papap is, in fact, one of the aliens who's been living amongst us for years.
That part I agree with.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When the aliens reveal themselves, will the mask mandate be put back in order?
They might have to. We don't want the spores.
Do we have to wear the masks around the aliens?
You don't want to breathe in the spores, okay, man.
I seem to know.
Ben Swig and I had a conversation. I said to him the same thing. I go, this is why I believe Trump got in there. He opened up the book, and they said, here's all this information. And he goes, Jesus Christ, we need a space force.
Yeah.
And then Ben said, I don't think so. I think it's because he got in there and saw how vulnerable we were to other countries who had that technology, and that's why he started the Space Force, because they were racing to get up there, and we need to be up there. And I was like, oh, that makes more sense. But you don't know. You don't know what the case is. I think that if Trump knew anything about aliens, he would have been talking about it already.
I think so, too. Yeah, and I agree. I think the scary thing is if other countries have been putting weapons up in space before we have, that puts us at a great disadvantage if they're going to use things like EMPs.
But we've been doing that since the 80s.
But maybe we – I guess my thing is Elon Musk is taking it upon himself to send all these ships up there. And, you know, they were going to say that he's bringing up stuff for the space station and all that. But what if he's bringing up weapons for the U.S. because Russia and China have a whole arsenal up
maybe
there
not,
that I don't know
maybe
about.
Maybe not the U.S.?
Yeah, maybe not.
He could be doing it for somebody else.
That's true, too.
He's a sleeper.
Yeah. Yeah, or some type of Elysium that he's doing, yeah.
What is on the dark side of the moon? We don't know.
We don't
Pink
know.
Well, why don't we know? If it was so easy that they were able to go there in the 60s, and now we pretty much got motorcycles that go there, why don't we just hop in one of those and go, hey, we're just going to go for a walk?
I don't know why we've not been back to the moon.
They literally put a helicopter drone on Mars, and we still are not able to know what's on the other side of the moon.
Let me tell you why I think the moon landing may have been fake, okay? Because when I first got an HD TV, there was a show on the Discovery Channel. I don't know what channel it was on, but it was video. It was hours of video that were shot on the moon that you don't get to see all the time. And it was them playing golf and like running around driving cars and stuff. And I go, this is not real. This can't be real. They're just hanging out on the moon, driving cars around. And like, would you feel safe driving a car on the moon?
No. We've got the space station. That, like, the astronauts just came back from the space station yesterday. Why do we not have moon base? Like, I would think we would have a moon base would be more practical than the International Space Station.
Agreed.
Yeah, like a base where we can go to refuel and do all that stuff. Or some people say that on that dark side of the moon is
the moon base?
The base, and that it's been there, and that people work up there and have lived there for years, and that that's why we don't ever get to see it.
There's no way to like NASA, there's no way to really track it. Just whatever they tell you is what the information you get.
Like, the craziest thing about the moon landing is the fact that they had all that information that they were taking down, and it just disappeared. Have you not heard about
them? No.
They were keeping all the data that they were using on how the rockets got there, with the fuel, all the, you know, the little things, the details that went into the moon landing, and they said it all just disappeared. They lost it.
I don't know that. I don't know that. That's the first time I'm hearing that.
Really? Did you see Michael Collins, who was the pilot for the Apollo 11 mission to the moon, died? Yeah. On Wednesday, I read an interesting thing about him, Neil Armstrong. They were going over what he was going to say, you know, the one giant step for man, that whole thing, whatever. He goes, you don't have any balls if you don't get out there and just go, oh, my God, what is that? Ah, and then just shut off shut off your radio and just go silent. That would have been so funny. Just kidding, NASA. Yeah, we're cool.
That's what they wanted, jokes at the time. All right, so, Pap, what do you think? How will it end?
I think that the aliens will come down. They will look very similar to us. They will give us a book entitled To Serve Man, and then as we eventually realize how to decode it, we realize it's a cookbook.
Oh, no.
That's how we've been cooking ourselves? No. That's how they will prepare us.
I have a feeling that aliens are us. That it's advanced, it's us, and it's from the future. You know what I mean? And if we're coming back, we're coming back to visit to fix something in the past, something that happened or whatever. But that's what I believe, that aliens, we figured out how to go to other planets, and we evolved, and that's when we became taller. And we
Well, have you seen that movie, Mission to Mars, with Gary Sinise?
No.
So it's about that the original Earth was Mars, and something happened on Mars, and it ended up drying up. And then what they did was whatever creatures were on Mars, they sent a ship to Earth, and that's what created man on Earth. But they also sent ships all over the universe to do the same thing. And actually, Earth is the second Mars. And that's why they say Mars, there's you know, the ice caps and all that. It's just a dead Earth.
Do you remember what that's what it looks like. It looks like it burned out. Do you remember what Dr. Kaku told us about the smartest thing to do for space exploration?
It was at the nano machines?
Yeah, we'll just keep building drones, get further out there, build new drones, send it out there.
That'd be cool. That'd be crazy.
And we don't know if anybody's ever done that before either.
I mean, it's still crazy to me that we put a helicopter on Mars and we're able to control a helicopter on Mars.
What's crazy to me is that... I'm going to be 50 years old this year, and I will most likely die before I know the real answer to everything. And as will my parents and my great-grandparents and my grandparents, everybody before me, they all lived the whole life, and they're going to die without really knowing. And that's frustrating.
That is frustrating, especially because it feels like they keep giving us little snippets, but they won't give us the full story, which I guess makes sense. But
so I'm looking up there looks like they're supposed to be making a base camp on the moon by 2024.
Oh, boy.
The Artemis base camp.
That's got. I would assume it's Elon Musk.
It is.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That would be great if we find out that there's some way, not for us, like go up there and live there or do that, but just enough to where we can launch more ships from there and do more things from there.
That's the optimistic point of view. I am more the conspiracy theorist, which is they're doing all this all of a sudden right now because they know something terrible is going to happen, and they just want to get extra resources out in space so that when the Earth has the Armageddon and apocalypse, they could do stuff on other planets.
Yeah.
Which I hope not. But.
Well, who knows? All right, Carmen, and close it out.
I just think this is a big distraction. I don't think we're going to find out anything from this information dump. It's just going to be a lot of random.
Same thing like the Kennedy dump where they dumped it and then didn't tell us anything?
Exactly. And they're really distracting us from something else that they're trying to get done.
Very interesting. Well, I don't know, but I'm very much looking forward to it. Same thing with the Kennedy thing. Remember Trump came out and he was like, I'm going to release it all. And he released like two pages and then just stopped it.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, listen, we have Ivanka. We're going to blow her head off if you don't shut up.
Which Ivanka?
Yeah, the real one.
Both.
I do think if there had been aliens, Trump would have slipped up and said something or alluded to it in some way.
But they don't tell him. They don't tell him. And they don't really give him all the classified information.
No? What if all the
I watched a documentary.
I thought the president had the highest clearance of all.
In order to get clearance, you have to have an act of Congress pass it so that you can see it, because the president is only seen as a temporary employee because he can maximum be there for 8 years. So why would they trust the biggest secrets in the world to an 8-year employee?
Well, then who the hell's in charge?
The CIA and the FBI?
The Bilderbergs, the real rich people.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah. I'm trying to get there. I have two goals. So one, to wear a funky suit and go to the Kentucky Derby with Tom Brady, and then to hang out with people who are so rich they can talk about how their friends the MLS.
You've got at least one more year for the Tom Brady thing. I think
I'm good next year. I think this is the year we meet by accident.
Yeah.
This is the year that we meet, and he's like, man, I've been listening to you. I didn't know it was you. And I'm like, nothing's better to me than when somebody that I like is a listener of the show, like somebody that I admire, and they go, oh, yeah, I listen to the show. Like Jason Light said that he listens to the show, and I don't know that he really does. Some people are also very good at lying, and he is clearly a good negotiator, so he may have lied, but he was familiar with the show, and he was super nice, and that makes me happy to think that, too. Because all the sports teams in this town treat us like we're not, like we don't matter to them. So the fact, unless they need something. So the fact that if any of them are actually, like, I don't know, back in the day, I used to have hockey players listen all the time. But now I don't know that any of them listen, you know?
They listen.
And also, I wouldn't get up early if I didn't have to either, so I don't blame them.
Spanish said,
Another opportunity for you to win $1,000 is coming up in 12 minutes for the Bone Bonus. We'll give you the keyword. And when you hear it, text it to 70123 for your opportunity to win $1,000. I emailed John Brennan last night, and I let him know of my vacation plans for 2021.
Oh, yeah.
And while I'll be gone... And
do you want to let us know, too, or...
Right. Do you put the kibosh on it?
No. Oh. So my plan is that I'm going out of town on the weekend of 4th of July, and I will not be back for 2 weeks. But
That's a long weekend.
Yes. I said to John, I said, I have an idea. I said, what if we have fill-in guest host with the show? Oh, you know what I mean? Terrible. No, you're going to love this, Calvin. John said... that he said, well, those guys are going to need a vacation too, so you should take at least a week of that off.
Oh, wow. Yes.
But what I meant, Calvin, was like not like Johnny B sitting in with you. I meant like I don't know, like famous guest host or something like that. Or if Bobby wanted to do it with you guys one day. I don't even necessarily mean the host, but someone to sit in with the show. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it could be somebody that you pick because you're, like say Shane Gillis was in town this week, and you're like, oh, Shane's going to come Monday and Tuesday. Like something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just to make it a little more interesting. And I don't know. I'm not here. I don't care what you guys do. I don't care if Joe does karaoke the whole week.
Wow, that would be great.
Yeah?
Sold.
What's your go-to song? We know what it is.
Boys Are Back in Town.
Boys Are...
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Oh, I always thought it was Sweet Caroline.
Oh, well, I mean, if that's our My Performance go-to.
My bad.
That's a different
My bad. So yesterday, the birthday party I went to, the guy from Sacred Pepper was there with his keyboard, and he was playing.
Awesome.
And I thought I should try to butter him up and let him know that one day we're going to be in there, and Joe's going to be in there. Don't get mad at him when Joe tries to sing. He said, all clear. Just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
He said, take his microphone.
He said he's going to pretend like he doesn't know what's happening, like you didn't plan it, but he'll know.
He's like they're going to throw me out.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Just go along with it.
If he takes a swing at you, just absorb it.
Yeah. Don't be alarmed if security comes over. And,
right.
It's all part of it.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. We can make Joe sing anything we want. Galvin.
Yeah.
This Thursday, Spanish and Gio's desk will be in. This Sunday, yours and Carmen's desk will be in.
So Monday, we're good to go?
Well, if somebody wants to come put them together on Sunday, it's a possibility. Like, if they come Sunday morning, yes. If not, then we have to figure that out.
Mm.
So, or you can come and Carmen can come at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
I'm just I keep you in check.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, that's it. That's the last one we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Is the show over already?
It is.
Yeah. I had so many things I want to talk about. I got aliens.
You have the after show.
Yeah, I'll be listening.
No.
I can't do the after show because I got to do a conference call at 10:30.
That's right.
Your opportunity to win $1,000 coming up in 9 minutes, and then again at noon, and then 2 and 5. Let's get some winners today. Check us out at Instagram.com/TheMikeCalta Show. Tomorrow is Tuesday, which means Ask the Dom will be here to take your legal calls. Anything else before we get out of here?
That's it.
I think that's it.
All right.
Love you guys.
Gross.
Tomorrow is Star Wars Day.
Woo! May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
What are we doing for that day?
Nothing.
You're dressing like Star Wars characters tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm in. I'll wear my Star Wars shirt.
I'll wear my
I'm wearing my Jabba the Hutt outfit.
I got a Mandalorian helmet.
I did not see as many of the Justin Timberlake. It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
Yeah, I actually made that comment, Gab, and I go, thank God I'm not seeing as many of those this year.
I think your wife did it, though.
My wife?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, no,
you know why? Because we were in the car and that song came on. She was like, well, that's appropriate. Still dumb. Although my wife can do whatever she wants today. I'm already in the crapper. The after show is up next, followed by Roger and JP, which stands for Javier Pouchois. And then coming up at 2 o'clock, Drew Garabo Live, followed by the Soul Brother Kevin Show. And then Johnny B and Will. And then we'll see you guys back here tomorrow. It's the Mike Calta Show. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.